And what did Balaam do? In verse, let me back up. In chapter 23, in verse 7, Balaam gives a pronouncement against Israel, but for Israel. In verse 18, he gives his second prophecy or pronouncement. And in verse 3 of 24, he gives his third pronouncement. All of these Balak wanted Balaam to do, and he did, and Balaam never did give the prophecy that Balak wanted to hear. But what we see illustrated here among the specific testimony of what Balaam recorded was that in this prophetic scenario, just before the children of Israel were about ready to go into the promised land, Balaam, through these three prophecies, is representing the three angels' messages. And they're distinctly identified in association with Balak wanting those messages to be proclaimed, even though they didn't come out the way he wanted. And then what happened? In verse 15 of chapter 24, Balaam decides to do a prophecy all on his own. And we see the three and the one symbolized. Not only the three angels' message, but that fourth is represented there as well. And throughout the passages of prophecy that deal with the end of the world, we'll see this 3-1 sequence set forth, identifying the three angels' message and then the fourth. And for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fourth was the appearance of Christ and the fire with them. Now, if you would look at the call out of Babylon for the children of Israel, we're, as Adventists, we're very familiar that there was three decrees for the children of Israel to come out of Babylon and go back and begin the work of rebuilding Jerusalem and the temple. And Sister White, in many places, says the work that they did is symbolic of the work that we should do. So here again is another prophetic passage that parallels what we're to do in our day. And sure enough, we see illustrated there the three angels' message in these three decrees. It's the third decree that starts the 2300-day prophecy. But did you know that there was one other decree in that story? If you look very closely in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah also got letters from the king, and Nehemiah was the one that worked the final reformation. This fourth message in the 3-1 sequence is identifying the final reformation, the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that's what Nehemiah's decree was identifying. Now, I'm trying